Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
What you're hearing, The Circle of Love, is a music by my guest, Alan Peterson. And Alan is going to be coming on in just a moment. You're hearing the music in the background there, Circle of Love. And I want to welcome Alan Peterson to my show. Alan, it's been a delight. I've heard your music before. And when you came out with this new album, Circle of Love, it just was delightful, and I'm so glad you've taken time out of your busy schedule to be with me today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, what I wanted to ask you, Alan, you're a musician. Give us a little bit of your background, your history, about how you got started and how you have evolved through the years. What's your story?
Well, it started a long time ago when my brother was listening to the Kingston Steel, and I had that guitar urge and went through the Dylan and the Beatles and all that sort of thing until I started picking it up in my teens and played a little bit. Went to college and thought I wanted to be a lawyer. I was a lawyer for a while and decided I didn't want to be a lawyer. I really wanted to be a musician. So I started playing again. And I attended Living in Richmond Center here in Oregon and got the message that follow your heart, follow your dreams. And so My heart was always with music, so I kept playing, got involved in church, and I became music director at Beaverton Unity here in Oregon, and also at Whole Life Church, which is Religious Science in Oregon, and I've been playing ever since and traveling around.
Well, my goodness. Now, when you hear, you know, you've really gone quite a gamut here. You were an attorney, and then you have evolved totally to the musical area where you're producing your own CDs, and you have such wonderful accompaniment with the music that you play. In fact, we're going to be playing a few of your pieces here. And again, Alan's CD is Circle of Light. Now, we're going to be playing track number 3. Your titles, I'm finding, are very interesting because this music is very personal for you. Track number 3 is I Am So Grateful, and we're going to be playing a couple of minutes, and we're going to find out why he put that piece of music together. So, Don, if you will, let's put on track number 3, I Am So Grateful.
Thank you.
I am so grateful. Ellen, what brought those lyrics? And there's more to the song. It has such a story to it. What brought those words into your mind? Why did you decide to write that piece?
Well, a number of these songs on this album were created while I was driving in the beautiful Pacific Northwest. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, but I was driving through the Cascades of Oregon. And thinking of transpired in my life and where I am now, and just started thinking, you know, I am really so thankful for everything that my parents put my life up to this point and where it's going. I'm not just looking, not just dwelling in the past. And so I just started singing as I was driving down the road, which I don't do that often. This album, actually, quite a few of these songs did come that way. And I started singing, and it's a chant. It's not a big, expanse song. It has a repeating chant kind of thing to it. But it just came, just driving through the woods, just driving through the woods of Oregon. It was just, I can't really describe it. It's a place to live. I was just very thankful for being here.
Now, by the way, I don't know if you're on a cell phone, Alan, but your voice is cutting out a little bit, so I wanted to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a little better?
Yes, that is much better. That's much better.
I turned slightly when I was talking to you.
Okay, so I wanted to let you know about that. Well, okay. There's a number of things that you address on your album. You talk about being grateful. You have a piece of music regarding I'm listening. And then you have a piece of music talking about fear, leaving fear behind. And that piece, when I listened to it, I thought there are so many people in life, including myself, that have had to deal with those issues of fear. And
right.
When you wrote this, were you going through a particular experience of your own?
That song's a little bit older, and it was my fear of becoming myself. Getting rid of all the voices from the past, and just, you should be this, you should be that, don't do this, don't do that. And it says, I'm leaving my fear behind, I'm going to stand up and walk to the line. That's a saying that my dad says, when you're stand up to the line and be a man kind of thing. But it wasn't just being a man, it was being true to myself. And being letting go of the fear of being myself. There's another song on my album about fear also and letting go, and it's a big part of my life. And it also helps a lot of people that I've played music for too. They really really relate to that those words.
Well, let's go to track number 6 on Leaving Fear Behind, and this has some unique instrumentation. It's got the harpsichord. So Don's going to put that up. There we go.
I'm leaving my fear behind.
that was a unique instrumentation with the harpsichord that I thought was fun. Now, all of this album deals with the human emotions that each and every one of us go through at one time or another. And I think it's significant, Alan, because it seems to talk a lot about you. And, you know, what you said a moment ago is that relative to the last song we played, people identify with it because everyone is at a certain point in their life and they're wanting to learn more about who and what they are. And I think your brief description of how you evolve into making music a full-time career for yourself is really a good example of what anyone can go through and that they shouldn't be discouraged about what they are choosing to evolve through. It's just experience.
Right. And it's also, it's a thousand excuses not to do what you love, and it's a thousand excuses not to follow your heart.
Oh, absolutely.
But in the end, it's that's what really matters. Those things are what really matters. When the day is over with, what have you accomplished? What have you done for yourself and for humanity? And those are the most important things. At least to me, that's what's important.
Well, see, I think that this is a good example for all of us that it is important when you are really true to what you do, then you're going to find those venues that are going to be fulfilling and satisfying to you. And I noticed you had some very, very good musicians with your different pieces. You have Daniel Crothers, who's done the keyboards, and then you had Mark Bosnian with the accordion and Ron Horton for the saxophone. And then you have these wonderful people singing, and you call them the Bryans. Am I correct?
Yes. They are. Was that what their name was? I mean, I'm trying to think what their name was. The Beyonds. That was the name.
I mispronounced it.
And they, Daniel Carruthers was working with these gentlemen. It's a five-piece kind of a gospel group, and he showed up. He goes, "Hey, you want some background singers for some of these songs?" And I said, "Sure." And they come in, and knock your socks off. Just amazing singers. Amazing singers.
That's really nice, and that's. For those of you who love music, who are involved with music, there's such a fine balance in vocals and instrumentation and lead singing. And to bring it all together in a harmonic sometimes takes hours in a studio so that it all blends. Well, with technology today, there are people in different parts of the world that will record things, and electronically they send it to a studio and they put it all together. Were you all able to work together in a particular studio, or did you do it in this sophisticated medium where they did what they did and then you pieced it together?
We're a little more down home here. We did it mostly together, although I have to admit that Daniel Carruthers and Paul Pulaski is another one who did the fine-tuning on it, but it was all done here in the Portland area.
In the Portland area. Technology.
And that's where the Beyonds are from also.
Yes, and the technology is just amazing today, so you have real, real good tones there. Well, let's go to number 9, which is saying goodbye and saying hello, and we'll chat about that. So we're going to be playing that section, track number 9.
Say hello. Yesterday
better. Who can't say that? My goodness. That's very much a part of everyday living, isn't it? I mean, but sometimes we get so down in the dumps. And your lyrics tell a story, which I think is really good, because when you're listening to the words, and there's all of the music goes along with it, but the words really speak to the heart and the mind, Alan. And as a musician, is that one of your ultimate objectives, to be able to reach people in that way?
Yes, oh yes, yes it is. And sometimes the words come first, sometimes the music comes first. So usually for me they come together at the same time, and it's an attempt to try to put it so they blend just right. And sometimes there's a little bit of tweaking involved, and sometimes it just comes up all at once. So it's definitely an intention to, especially in this album, I'm trying to reach people. I was busy working at Unity of Beaverton, like I said, and this song I was working at Whole Life Church, and having those people affect me, the people I was playing for in the congregations, that really, really meant a lot to me, and relating my story to their story and putting it together.
Now, Alan, I'd like to ask you a question. There might be someone listening that would dearly love to be able to perhaps do what you're doing, would like to entertain, would like to perform. What would you like them to know when they're wanting to pursue a career in music? There's a lot of options to consider, but if they wanted to perform like you did and grow and develop both as a writer and, again, as a performer, what suggestions would you have for them?
Well, number one is to follow your heart. Don't think that you can't do it. Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to the father or mother beside you that said, you know, when are you going to grow up, kind of a thing, because your happiness is what matters most, because if you're happy, you make other people happy. So when you do that and then follow those nudges, say, well, maybe should I take a few lessons? I'm still taking lessons. I take lessons when I have a chance. I go and say, teach me what I don't know. Learn, always be learning, always grow, always look for things, always reach out for people, other musicians, other people who know more than you, or at least appear to know more than you. Say, how did you do that? You know, like, I get counseling from when I see Lennon, someone like Carl Anthony or something like that. Hey, how'd you do that? Where'd you do that? All those kind of things, and build the knowledge in you. But the most important thing is to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and say goodbye to the old you and say hello to the new you. That's what that song's all about.
Mm-hmm. Say goodbye to the old, say hello to the new. Now, your album is titled Circle of Love. So let's play track number 10, There Is Love. And we'll listen to that and hear the message that's in that song.
Don't you feel it coming?
album here. Ellen, your album is designed beautifully, very simply, very elegantly, and a nice big circle around the word love, because it is called the Circle of Love. When you did this album, where did you see it going in your own mind?
Well, my, quote, business plan was to hope that these songs would be sung by people, that would they be heard by people and sung by people and would be filled in their hearts. Obviously, I'd like to make money and tour and do all sorts of things, but my main objective for these songs was to have them fill people's hearts and be able to sing them. And so many of them are simple songs, like I Am So Grateful. You know, I am so grateful for everything in my life. You know, those kind of things. But to touch people and to have them be filled with love.
Well, I think that is a wonderful objective. And for those of you listening, if you want to find more about Ellen's music and or if you had a church or a group that you think would enjoy this, why not contact him? Ellen, what's your website that people can go to?
It's www.alanpeterson.net.
Alan Peterson, and that's PETERSON.net. Because
correct.
There's a lot of this music where if people, they got together, if there were clubs or groups or organizations, this music is available to them. And you can find out about Alan, his schedule, and where some other pieces of music that he's done. This is the latest one that he has produced. And maybe you can help him fulfill his objective of being able to have this music sung out loud by people, where the voices can be raised with a sense of joy with the meaning of the words that he's put there so very, very simply and eloquently. Ellen, it's been a delight having you as a guest. And again, for those of you listening, if you want to hear more, go to Alan Peterson, PETERSON.net. And Alan, A-L-A-N, but you'll be able to hear more and enjoy some of his music, and maybe you'd like to even buy it and pass it along to your friends and sing it just to feel good. Donna Siebel here. Alan, thank you again for being my guest.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back in just a little bit. This is Donna Siebel. More good things to share right here, right now, after these messages. We'll be right back.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hip, hip, huzzah!
My lords and ladies, come one, come all, to the 11th annual Washington Renaissance Fair at Maris Farms in Buckley, Washington, during the first 3 weekends in August, beginning August 1st. Bring family and friends to become part of the excitement, cheering for your favorite knight as he jousts for noble causes. Gain an audience with Her Majesty the Queen as she knights young lords and ladies, or enjoy a tankard of ale and a turkey leg, experiencing the wonders of the Renaissance.
Live the legend!
Gates open 10 o'clock.
The people...
Hi, this is Donna. Telephone lines are now open. If you would like to call in and chat with me, here is the telephone number. We only have one that you need to call into. It's toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I want to let you know who's coming up this week, and I must apologize to you because I didn't get all my information in on BBS like I had promised that I would. My schedule got really wild and wacky, and as you know, I was appearing at the Renaissance Fantasy Fair in Washington this weekend, Before I knew it, my time got away from me, and so I must apologize, but it will be up this afternoon. I'm going to be finishing it and getting everything up so you'll know who's coming on. But in the interim, tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Diane Marie Pinkert, and we're going to be talking about Just Treat Me Like I Matter. Have you ever felt that way? Well, this is going to be, I think, a special interview, and I think you'll really enjoy Diane Marie. And then we're going to be talking with Chris Steins and her wisdom. Well, Women of Wisdom is what we're going to be discussing. A lot of different individuals that she's interviewed that have given her some very special insights and expertise. So we're going to be talking about that. Echo Bodine is going to be my guest on Thursday. We're going to be talking about her big book of healing. It's loaded with all kinds of information, which we'll be sharing with you. And then Gloria Aronson, procrastination, the big P word. Yes, all of us have been guilty of this, procrastination, waiting until the last minute to get things done because we're afraid of something, or maybe it's a habit we've formed. So Gloria's going to be giving some insights into that, and we've got a wonderful lineup of guests. This month, we're going to be exploring everything from auras going into science fiction with The Winds of Dune with Brian Herbert. I mean, we've just got all kinds of wonderful people, so I invite you to join us. You're going to find that there is a lot of good information that we're able to share with you on the Donna Sebo Show. So anyway, if you want to give me a call, then the telephone number again is 888-815-9756. And if you are in Western Washington and you want to get a free family pass to the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, please call my office. I have a couple of tickets left, and I want to tell you this event was just phenomenal. We just had all kinds of things going on, and yes, we were percolating out there because it was hot this past weekend, but this coming weekend is going to be gloriously beautiful. The temperatures are supposed to be in the 70s instead of around 100, and that makes it a lot more comfortable. But, oh, the kids just have a wonderful time. Mom and Dad do, too. And there are so many wonderfully talented people that are performing there, jugglers, musicians of all kinds, and storytelling and the knights jousting. You're not going to want to miss it. It's just terrific. So give me a call. My office number is 800-872-8852. Meanwhile, let's go to our first caller for the show today. Welcome. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is JoJo from Los Sosos, California.
Los Sosos?
Yeah.
That's
near San Luis Obispo.
Uh-huh. Well, I just think you probably are enjoying balmy temperatures yourself. Are you not?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day down here on the coast.
Nice and cool, too.
Yeah.
Okay, definitely. JoJo, let's get down to business with you. The first thing that I'm observing is a great deal of intensity, and you've got a lot on your mind. There is a real need for you to pay attention to detail. You are progressing and moving forward slowly but surely in the direction that you really want to give your time and attention to, and this is excellent. I also want to let you know that there's some communication, and I think it's going to be written communication, that is going to have to be carefully written out. Now, whether this is via email or whether it is through snail mail, it doesn't make any difference. You really need to pay attention to this because it is something that your words, you need to, when you finish writing it, you need to be able to put yourself in the position of someone else. If I'm reading this, how would I take it? So you need to be alert as to how you express yourself in your written communication, and I think you're refining your skills little by little. And if you are thoughtful, you're going to get a good response back from whomever you are wanting to get a point across to. You're really learning how to be the diplomat also, and this is going to be an acquired skill that will serve you well, especially when it comes to negotiating contracts during the next 3 to 6 years. So keep at it. It is something that only comes with refinement. There is no other way of doing this. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, I'm digesting that real quick. I so many things have been changing in my life, and not to be on the paranoid side, but in terms of protecting my energies from people that that don't serve me anymore, I've said goodbye to a good many or a good number of people, even a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And as I keep protecting myself, I can feel the energies come on and get stronger out of nowhere at times. I mean, it's just silly. Is there something more I can be doing, or should I just keep doing my routine and allow that to build up?
Well, I think part of what you are experiencing is maturation. And when I use that word, it is to make you aware that the emotional side of yourself, which has always been extremely strong, you are learning to bring it into what I would say dominion of self in the way that you really want. The Chinese for centuries have always said the individual that controls their emotions and responses to various situations becomes a master when they know how to do it well. And then they're not going to be so easily manipulated. And that is very true. So what you're going through is the learning curve. And that, I think, is so important for you to have patience with. There is no shortcut to this. So what you're doing is good, but also what you might want to do, and this is an exercise that Richard Bandler has suggested, and I think he's a man that's dealt with neuro-linguistic programming, and it's a very good exercise to do. If you have something that conjures in your mind a very vivid emotional response when you get a certain image, could be someone you broke away from and there was particular reasons why you chose to separate yourself from their environment. And if you can set that trigger where you get all agitated, then step back a distance and look at it like you're viewing a movie from far away. You know how, in fact, let me change the image. Let's say you've got a television on and you're standing like 1 foot from the television. The impact is pretty intense, isn't it, when you're right up there front to the television?
Yeah.
But when you step back from that television, 2 or 3 feet, that diminishes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does.
So then when you step back 10 feet, it diminishes even more. So in your imaging, when you see it, and you are looking at this and you step back from whatever the situation may be, whatever the condition may be, whatever that emotional button push might be, when you step back from it, and you step back a little bit more, then if you try to go up close, it doesn't work. It's not going to have the impact. You'll be able to step away, step away, step away, and that emotional side of yourself would just fade out. And you'll have control. There's also an exercise my own mentor taught me many years ago, and that was to, especially with individuals and relationships, to visualize myself standing in front of the person that I was having the issue with, and that there's a rope that is binding the two of us together tight around our waist, and it's pulled very tightly between the two of us. And then to visualize a pair of scissors or a flame, whatever you like, comes up and causes the rope to just split in half, and then the rope falls down and away from my waist or your waist, whoever you want to, however you want to picture it, and then it just disintegrates. And my mentor would say, look at that person and say, I wish you well, I bless you, but you're no longer going to be a part of my life, and then turn and walk away. Again, it's the image of walking away and being unencumbered. So either one of these exercises can serve you very, very well. Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, I'm really glad. Remember, this is a process. This is something we need to learn to unlearn what we were taught about having those ties permanently. You don't need to have them permanently. They don't need to eat into your life and into your emotions. But it's a process. So I don't want you to feel like you're going backwards. Acknowledge your feelings, don't deny them, and then realize that you can make a choice about how you're going to respond to them. And sometimes that visualization can really help.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess that's part of, like you said, this is a process. I mean, I've been divorced all of 6 weeks, and I keep telling myself, like, you know, get over it. And I've done a lot of processing, meditation, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 weeks really isn't that long, right?
Not that long. How long were you married?
Actually, it was only 2.5 months.
Okay. But you had a lot of emotional investment in that 2.5 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there was a process that was going on before you got married, while you were married, and now you have found that this isn't the right thing for you, and so the separation is there. And there's a lot of emotion that goes on here, and that's not unhealthy. When it gets unhealthy is when you don't look at it, face it, and let it go. So you're doing, just be patient with yourself.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's good to hear. Good to get the encouragement.
Well, thank you, JoJo, and I appreciate your calling in.
Yeah, thank you so much, Donna. Have a great
you
day.
You are welcome. You too. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
This is Donna Sebo, and the toll-free number, if you'd like to call in like JoJo, is 888-815-9756. Let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Rhonda from Central Texas.
Rhonda, where are you in Central Texas?
Austin.
Ooh, I love Austin. I like
Austin probably loves you, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll even love your bats.
Oh, well, yeah. That's fun, the Congress Bridge bats.
Yes, they're great. Now, Rhonda, I need to let you know, we're going on break. Will you stay on line with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, wonderful. Rhonda's on the line with us from Austin, Texas. We're going to be coming back in just a moment, so don't go away. We've got a lot of good things
okay.
to share. All right, we'll be right back, Rhonda.
Okay.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedros. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna. And don't forget, for those of you listening in Washington, and we are going to go back to Rhonda in just a minute, but for those of you listening in Washington, if you want to get a free pass to the Washington Renaissance Fantasy Fair, give me a call at my office, which is 800-872-8852. I have a couple of tickets left. And this is a family event. It's the next two weekends. So give me a call if you'd like for me to get that ticket to you so you can go to it. Let's go back to Rhonda in Austin, Texas. Rhonda, are you still with me?
Yes.
Wonderful. All right, the first thing I'm looking at for you is that you need an eye exam. There is something with your vision that's very odd, and it's almost as if there is something with the eye that's creating a distortion with what I'd call peripheral vision. Now, it's very odd. It's very subtle. And when I'm looking at it, I want to say an eye doctor would be able to discern this subtle, what I want to say, as a disconnect. It's as if the eyes are not cooperating. And if you're going to be working a lot on the computer, I really want to encourage you to talk to your eye doctor about maybe having a pair of glasses just specifically for that. Or if you're going to have bifocals or something of that nature, making sure that there is something in there that would make it easier for you. Because the eyes are, it's very odd. It's a very strange sensation that I'm getting. So I'd want you to be sure to have your eyes
checked. Would it be in the left eye?
I'm sensing it in the right, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is in the
left
eye.
Well, I just had an eye exam a few months ago and got some new glasses.
Mm-hmm.
For the computer, and I can't even see out of them. They're so strong.
All right, then you better have
to. So I went back to my other glasses, but I do sit in front of the computer a great deal.
All right, then contact your eye doctor and have it checked, because I'm definitely seeing something there. Also, what I'm looking at with you, which I find very, very interesting, is you are finding you want to be involved in a creative mode. Now, you're not quite sure exactly what you would like to do, but you love color, you love design, you just absolutely thoroughly enjoy.
That's so true. I'm struggling and trying on a dime to get a photography business going, which you mentioned my eyes is kind of a quandary.
Yes, it is, but I'll tell you what, if you develop an association with someone who is really skilled in photography, you might find that you'd be able to develop an alliance that would enable you to build your business in a way that is not going to be extremely expensive for you to do, and also have sort of a support backbone for yourself. But I wouldn't push on the business too hard right now. I really would like to see you have a little bit more in the way of some practical insight into some of the financial levels relative to photography and some of the variables that you will have the opportunity to work with. So again, if there is someone that you can interact with that has a lot of experience, it's really savvy, and they can sort of be a part of your support team, I just think you will do wonderfully. I think you'll really have a good time, and you'll be able to see how you can get a nice income from doing it, because it's a whole different world today when it comes to photography than it was 15, 20 years ago.
Well, is there a time frame for meeting this person and actually doing something literally to make an income with this?
No, I'm not getting a time frame because I don't see this happening right away. I think this
I need to be more practical for income.
I would be. But I wouldn't give this up because I think there is a particular venue that's going to serve you very, very well.
Unfortunately, it's just in my mind all the time, so I don't see it being given up.
Well, it's not unfortunate. No, don't use that word. It's not unfortunate that it's in your mind. It's very fortunate that it's in your mind.
Oh, did I say unfortunate? It's fortunate.
Yes. There we go. Because this is there for the purpose of being expressed through you, and it's something that brings you a lot of joy. So I would like to just encourage you to keep on with what you're doing. You're going to be very, very joyful about the result, but it's not going to happen quickly. So I'd keep my eyes and ears open and ask questions. If you go to classes on photography, ask some of the people, who do you think I could integrate with that would help me develop a business of my own where I could generate an income? Who would sort of sponsor me and allow me to be their apprentice? Ask questions. You might be surprised at the person that would be brought into your environment that would have the background, experience, and savvy and would be delighted to assist you.
Okay.
But do get your eyes checked, hon. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.
You're very
welcome.
Have a
good day.
You too, dear. This is Donna Sebo, and I'm cutting away a couple of minutes early because I wanted to play a couple of minutes of one of Alan Peterson's pieces. It's All That I Am, and we're going to be closing out with that. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul, and there's nothing that is not possible if you have faith and you really work for the dream. It might fulfill itself in a magical way. You're going to be hearing now All That I Am by Alan Peterson. Have a magnificent time wherever you are, and I'll be back here same time, same place on DBS. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.